With Jalen Smith, Mankato, Minnesota, and he broke onto the scene with a 60-yard touchdown in the season opener, a 23-10 win over Buffalo. And first of all, how much fun was that? And thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you. It was fun getting out there with my teammates that I put in a lot of work with over the offseason and being able to showcase that. That was the best part. So seeing everybody celebrate, different guys get different opportunities, it was definitely a good experience.
Lindsey on the roll. He's got a man on the wall. Smith, 30, 20, 10, touchdown. 60 yards, and the Gophers advance the lead to 13.
Walk me through the play. Did you have a hunch that there's a chance it was going to come your way?
Yeah, kind of every play is a mentality of just running the route with the intention of getting the ball. I think Drake did a really good job at stepping up in the pocket and creating the play. It was more of a busted coverage. I didn't really have to do much. It was more just about him executing the O-line, holding up for the play to be made, and then me doing the easy part.
And the easy part, though, is not always easy, right? If you're all alone and the ball's there, you can start playing tricks in your mind, right?
Yeah, it's just about focus in those moments. You know, every little situation like that, just executing, focusing on the ball, and not making the situation bigger than it is.
Earlier in the game, you had the catch along the sideline. There was just that tick of a bobble that gets overturned on review. You had the catch in the middle of the field. You got hit in the helmet. Take me through the learning process of, okay, you know, that's a play I want to make now, then responding with when the ball is there to be made and a touchdown's there to be had, you were able to respond.
Yeah, it's just about focus. The first one was more just the technicality of the catch, turning my hands over instead of letting my hands be underneath the ball. The second one is just about focus and not worrying about getting hit and just paying attention to the ball and nothing else. And then again, kind of just going into the touchdown, just focus. Not making the play, the situation bigger than what it is. It's just a simple routine pitch and catch that has to be made and just learning from it and being more focused and dialed in those next situations to make the play every time.
You go through the redshirt year. I'm sure as you're growing up in Mankato, your dream is, you know, play college football and hopefully down the road pro football. Was the opening night the first crack at it, the wait? Was it all worth it? And what was the emotion like that in those terms?
Of course, you put in a lot of work for those moments. Not everybody gets to play at that young of an age. And I think for me, it was about taking advantage of my true freshman year, seeing the older guys in the room. So DJ, Spence, Mech. And seeing how they operate and how they go about their business and how intentional they are. And I think learning from them helped me put myself in a position to play. And then just support from my teammates in general. I think this receiver room in general has really helped me feel connected and supported. And that helps me go out there and have that experience in general.
Was there anything about the game's speed or the way the game went that surprised you at all? Or did you feel that the moment was there for you to take?
The first couple of snaps, like everything was moving a little faster than practice just because it's a game. Right. So, you know, everybody's playing at their 110%. But after that, it was football. It's what you do every day. I had a conversation with a teammate prior to the game about kind of the speed of the game, and he told me exactly what was going to happen. The first few plays are going to be fast, and then after that, it's just like practice. So.
Now, you, as mentioned, you worked hard last year as a redshirt. I'll ask you here in a little bit about your recruiting process, but what was the redshirt year like, and was it hard not to play, and what kind of things did you do in order to improve your game while you had to watch on the sideline?
I think when you first get on campus, it's a hard realization that you're not going to be the guy right away, but you just kind of have to embrace your role and what value you bring to the team in that moment. Now, like last year, I wasn't bringing value to the team in terms of playing on the field, but playing scout team and getting Wally and E-Rod better, that was an opportunity that I took advantage of because I knew it was going to help me this year. You know, you go against two guys that have pro ability every single day, it's going to get you better. So taking advantage of that in scout team, then the weight room, being in four-day lift and being around the guys and just embracing the culture, it was all worth it.
From the scout team, you bring up a good point. You're going against Justin Wally and Ethan Robinson and others who are starters and future NFL guys and all of that. Is there a point at which, though, because they're so good, it can break your confidence a little bit? Or is there a point at which you make a couple catches on them in scout team and it's like, okay, if I can beat these guys on occasion, I can beat anybody?
Yeah, I think when you're at this level in the Big Ten, if you don't have confidence, you don't have anything. So it wasn't really about if I don't make this play, you know, I'm down on myself. It was, you know, make a play and build confidence, and for the next practice, build off that last play that you made. It was more just getting better every single rep and not worrying about the result of the play and more so the process.
Did Coach Simon, your position coach, or Coach Flecker, both, did they have a conversation with you then at the end of last year to say now's your time? And I know Fleck has talked often about, even in spring ball, like, you keep an eye on number 8 because this guy's going to be good.
We had conversations, but nothing was along the lines of it's your time. They told me truthfully what it is. You're going to have to work to put yourself in that position. They told me they know I have the ability, but you have to go work at it. And I'll admit, even before spring ball, I wasn't the top of the depth chart. I wasn't in the rotation, and I had to put in the work to do it. And just, again, the support of the receiver room and them embracing me as a young guy and helping me put in that work and getting more connected with Drake, that's kind of what helped me put myself in that position.
You mentioned the room and the closeness, and I know PJ talks a lot about competing with, not against, and they bring in a couple of transfers too, and everyone wants to play, but how did that, that mix and that mesh point go, and is everyone, pulling for everybody here?
Yeah, I think those three guys coming in was the best thing that happened to our room. A lot of guys can look at it in a way of, oh, there's more people coming in, there's more competition. But I think those three guys did a really good job at bringing the room closer together. I think Javon and Logan have extremely good leadership capabilities that helped. And then you kind of have to look at it in, like, if you want to go play in the NFL, everybody in that level is an NFL player. So if you're scared to compete in your college, then you're not going to do well in the pros. But those three guys that came in, Malachi, Logan, and Javon, I'm really close with all of them, and they did a good job at connecting the room.
Well, a lot of people, of course, were aware of your name. You're from Minnesota. You're from Mankato. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. What maybe that they don't know that you'd like them to know about Jalen Smith?
I just love to play football. That's it, man. I like to play football. It's been my passion since I was young, which is why I'm here. I like just being around my teammates, embracing the process and everything that comes with it. Obviously, at Minnesota football, we have a lot of resources, so just being with the team and going along this journey, it's been fun, and it's what I'm really passionate about.
How much pride do you take in representing the state, but also the city of Mankato?
A lot. There's not a lot of people that play Big Ten football that come from southern Minnesota, so it means a lot to be in that position. I think not even just playing for Minnesota in general, but when you get the opportunity to play for a team and they trust you enough to put you out there, it means a lot. So especially it being my home state, though, that means the world. So it's good to go out there and represent the state of Minnesota.
Last one for you, recruiting process. Take me back to high school. And I know, I think it was this, was it the spring of right after your junior season that these guys, the Gophers, really started to jump in and show some interest?
Yeah, recruitment was strange for me. I always felt like I could have got more opportunities, but that's just the belief I had in myself. Minnesota recruited me, and it was kind of like a dream come true. I remember taking an unofficial at the same time as Drake and being around him and hearing about his ability, and that definitely played a factor into my decision coming here. But the moment I took the visit here and the moment that Coach Simon came down to my high school, I knew this is where I wanted to be, which is why I committed on the spot. I didn't even take time to think about it or anything. I knew it was what I wanted to do. Seeing the culture, being around the program, being in the facilities, and seeing, what my life could be like every day, those are all the reasons why I chose to come here. And I think it's all coming to fruition now. It's all coming true of what I thought it was going to be like.
Sky's the limit. It's been fun watching. Keep it going.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. There he is, Jalen Smith, Mankato, Minnesota.